Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 28th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Deuteronomy 31, starting in verse 30, and we'll go through chapter 32 and verse 14. The title in my Bible says, The Song of Moses. And Moses recited the words of this song from beginning to end in the hearing of the whole assembly of Israel. Listen, you heavens, and I will speak. Hear, you earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching fall like rain and my words descend like the dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock, his works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. They are corrupt and not his children. To their shame, they are a warped and crooked generation. Is this the way you repay the Lord, you foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father, your creator who formed you and made you? Remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past. Ask your father and he will tell you, your elders and they will explain to you. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he divided all mankind, he set up boundaries for the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob his allotted inheritance. In the desert land he found him, in a barren and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft. The Lord alone led him. No foreign god was with him. He made him ride on the heights of the land, and fed him with the fruit of the fields. He nourished him with honey from the rock, and with the oil from the flinty crag, with curds and milk from herds and flocks, and with fattened lambs and goats, with choice rams of Bashan, and the finest kernels of wheat. You drank the foaming blood of the grape. We are going to stop right there in the middle of this song, this beautiful reminder of the Lord and his worthiness to be praised. I see some characteristics here in this song. Do you see them? He's the rock. His works are perfect. He is faithful. He is creator, the one who has formed us. He is our Father, and he is faithful. Let's turn over now to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 92. A psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. Isn't that wonderful that it works out that we're reading this on our Sabbath day? It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. To the music of the 10-stringed lyre, and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts. Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." I love how in both Deuteronomy and the Psalm today, we hear the characteristic of God as rock. He is strong, mighty, and our fortress. Let's move over now to Titus chapter 2, doing good for the sake of the gospel. You, however, must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Teach slaves to be subjects to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. These, then, are the things you should teach, encourage, and rebuke with all authority. Do not let anyone despise you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together here in Titus chapter 2. We're reminded of different ways that we can do good for the sake of the gospel. And so if you have time to go back through that passage, I think it's a good idea to maybe write down all the different ways that Paul is instructing Titus and us to be about the good work of faith. It reminded me of a prayer that Jane Houth prayed at our recent deacons meeting that talked about living in a way that is in line with the gospel. This prayer is only one sentence long, so it's packed with a punch, but I wanted to share it with you as we end the podcast. Pray with me. Dear Lord, please help us to live each day as we will wish we had when we come to die. Let's say it again together. Dear Lord, please help us to live each day as we will wish we had when we come to die. Amen.